This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, February 24th, 2022. We switch over Chav Aleph Amud Beis 21b, the first section, the black text. All right, so the Gemara yesterday said the Chol Nefesh. Right, might come to include the animals. So the pasuk says, Lachem, and the top of our page finishes that thought, Lachem velo liklavim. Right, for you, but not for the dogs, I mean, not for the animals. So you can cook for Jews, but not for their animals. Divrei Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, so says Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Afilo nefesh behema b'mashma. No. You can cook for your behemoth, for your animal. Ayim Kain, if that is so, matam with lomar lachem. What's the point of the word lachem? Right? Chol nefesh is inclusive. Lachem for you, but not for something else, is exclusive. What is it coming to exclude? Lachem below legoyim. For you who observe yontif, and not for the non-Jew who does not observe yontif. The Gemara now says, "Umara ita." The Rabba says, "Aklavim or lahotzias hagoyim." Right, going back to that case, so they must believe, right, that you can cook, right, you can cook on yontif for your animals, like Rabbi Akiva, and that's why they saved the city by cooking for the soldiers. Great. Why does Rabbi Akiva include the animal but exclude the non-Jew for cooking on yontif? So he says, he actually gives you quite a reasonable explanation. Mar mirabe anias haklavim. I will include your animals, shemizonasachan alacha, because you're responsible for feeding them. Umotzi anias hagoyim, and I exclude the non-Jews, shemizonasachan alacha. You're not responsible for feeding them. So I have to include one and exclude one. I'm going to include the one that I'm responsible for and exclude the one that I am not responsible for. So Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef. So Abaye says to Rav Yosef, okay, excuse me, Ule Rav Yossi HaGalili, according to Rav Yossi HaGalili, Amar lachem velo leklavim, he says it is for you, but not for the animals. All right, that is not okay. Hani sufle lechevasa. Right, there are these date stones. Hechi shadinan lehu biyantif. How could you, right, throw those to the animals on yantif? Right, they should be mukta. And if you're not allowed, right, if you're not allowed to cook for your animals, then you cannot carry mukta for your animals. So Amar Lei says back to him. Right, if Yosef says to Abaye, "Hawil v'chazu lehasaka." No, I mean those, right, date stones. Or you could use to light a fire, right? So then you can light a fire on yontif to boil your water, to cook your meat, to do whatever. So it is, you know, Roy, it's certainly appropriate for use on yontif. Gemara says, Teinach biyabishta, right, from Yavesh. That makes sense when they're dry, because then you can use it to start a fire. Biratifta, when it's ratub, when it's wet. Ma'ika lemeimar, what are you going to say then? You can't start a fire with wet date stones. Tamalahui says, no, that's not true either. Chazu lehesek gadol. If you have a really big fire, you can't start a fire with it, but you have a big fire, so you throw it in, right? And eventually it'll dry up and it'll add to the stuff that you're burning. Teinach. So the Gemara concedes that point and says, Teinach b'yantif. Okay, I'll grant you on yantif. It is permissible. B'shabes ma'ika lemeimar. If you, right, how do you throw those date stones to your animals on Shabbos? You cannot light a fire on Shabbos, and therefore whatever use it had on yontif, it does not have on Shabbos. So when it's on Shabbos, you need to use a trick, right? A muktzah trick, a tactic. Metaltan lehu agav rifti. You carry it by means of or by ways of bread. Shmuel, right, just like the position of Shmuel Damar Shmuel, Ose Adam called Tzarcho Bepat. You can do whatever you want with bread, which means you put the stone on the bread, and then you carry the bread, so you're carrying something Usher by means of carrying something Mutter, and that's the trick that Shmuel uses for Muktzah, and that's how you get the date stones to your animals here. Upliga de Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, and this position argues with the position of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Okay. De Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. All right, for Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, Mizamnin es hagoy b'Shabbos. Well, you can invite a non-Jew over to your house on Shabbos, right? Because you, whatever you've cooked is already cooked from before Shabbos, right? There's no fear you're going to cook extra for a non-Jew on Shabbos because you can't cook at all. You cannot invite a non-Jew on Yontif. Gezeira shema yarbe bishvilogus. You might come to cook more on Yontif, right? So the idea that we saw before, right, that as long as a Jew is going to eat part of it, you can cook on Yontif and cook for the non-Jew. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi clearly disagrees with that. He says you cannot, clearly, when you have a Yontif meal, so you're cooking for yourself, and then you're cooking a little more for a non-Jew, that would seem to be okay according to all those soldier cases. It does not seem to be okay according to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, so Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, I feel a bit Shabbos nami lo. Right, even on Shabbos, you also cannot invite a non-Jew. Why? There's no worry you're going to cook more for the non-Jew on Shabbos. Right? You don't cook for anybody on Shabbos. You want to cook for the non-Jew on Thursday, God bless you. Right? There's no prohibition on that at all. What's the reason Rav Acha bar Yaakov says you can't invite a non-Jew on Shabbos? Mishum shiure kosos. Right? Because of the leftovers that are going to be in the cup. Right? Once a non-Jew drinks from that cup, so then you can't use right that wine anymore. Because the non-Jew has handled it, and therefore it becomes muktzah. Right? And then you can't do anything with it, you can't carry it. So for that reason, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, don't invite the non-Jew on Shabbos either. The Gemara then says, well, wait a minute, if that's true, Yihachi didan nami, what if that's true also, so the remnants in our cup should also be rendered muktzah. Okay, so it's clearly not the issue of a non-Jew touching wine, but, you know, it's disgusting. Right, and since it's disgusting, it should be considered muktzah. All right, so how we answer that question, you got to come back tomorrow, because this concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.